Okay, Rabbi, so let's begin. Let's begin with a new Sinai. I promised you that we would skip, right? Not to get too caught up in any one topic. So now we go to a new topic. New topic, a Resh Ayin Tes. I skipped the halachas of sewing the Sefer Torah. Okay, sewing, there's a question, are women allowed, you actually mentioned to me yesterday, it's exactly what we're skipping. That's a whole simon. The whole simon is Noshim allowed to sew. Look at Yud Aleph on top. Tefiros Noshim Sefer Torah She'osru. Do not allow women to stitch the Sifrei Torah, the Yerioth, together. Okay, that's not our topic.
Does it have to be done by hand?
Yes, it must be done by hand. No machines, no sewing machines. Avoid Asiyah. The stitching is done in a very precise way. There are a lot of halachas that relate to how the parchment is stitched. The Yerioth are stitched to each other. We're not going to do that. Let's go to a new topic.
Yeah, but he says you allow it, right?
He writes, Yesh me hagadolim she'osru tefiras noshim seder.
Yeah. All
right.
And we know, if you read the Jewish action, the story of women in the medieval ages, who one woman, I forgot her name, who actually, in the Sfarim, it says she did the Urias for 40 Sifrei Torah.
She stitched them.
She made the Urias, she stitched them.
She made them and she stitched them.
And it also says that she made the Urias.
The women were allowed to show the
That's a question. That's a topic of discussion. We're not doing that. That's a topic of discussion. All right, let's go. Aresh Ayin Test. Din Sefer Sheinim Mugi. What happens? Vim Nimsu Tos B'Sefer Torah. What happens if you do not check the Sefer Torah? It was written by a Sefer, but no one ever checked to determine if everything is there. What happens if you know for a fact that the Sefer Torah is possible? What do you do? Amru Chazal. The Kesuvos, the Sefer Torah she'enem mugo, also lehashchosay yoyser mishloishim yoyim. You're not allowed to have in your possession a Sefer Torah that is not checked. That's not mugo, means simply checked, because there may be a mistake. You're allowed to delay 30 days, but after 30 days you have to remove from the premises, because there may be a mistake, and someone may come to learn the wrong thing. Now this is certainly true in the olden days, when there were not all that many Sefer Torah, and it may become the source to copy other Sefer Torah. Today, you would say it's far-fetched. No one's going to go open up a Sefer Torah that you wrote and go say, this is the authoritative, this is the correct version. You have a Chumash, the Chumashim have been proven, have been tested. You have other Sefer Torah, but this was a real concern in ancient times. The Achar Zman Zeh, Mechuyiv L'Sakna, you have an obligation to repair it, V'lav Davka Sefer Torah, any sefer which can be used as a source of reference which is incorrect has to be repaired by a halachic sefer, and the halachas are incorrect, and so it's a danger to keep this around the house, keep this around the Beis HaKnesses. People are going to learn mistakes. The Chazal Amru Sefer Stam Ella, the Chazal say Sefer Stam Ella Shapoiskim Amru Sefer Torah, even though Chazal refers to a Stam Sefer. The Poiskim Amru Sefer Torah Mimnei Sheyeshba Kilkul Gadol Shemavorchem Brachos Levatolis. Aval Isu Yeshba Chol Hasfarim. So when it comes to a Sefer Torah that's not been checked, it's a mistake. If you're going to get an Aliyah from that Sefer Torah, you're making a Bracha. And according to some opinions, it's a Bracha Levatolah. Sefer Torah that you know for a fact is a mistake. You're not allowed to read a halachavais with Paschim, you're not allowed to make an Aliyah from a Sefer Torah. From a Sefer Torah that has a mistake. You're not allowed to get an aliyah. You're going to be making a bracha levatala, and therefore you have an obligation to have it corrected, so no one should come to make a mistake. Aval isu yesh b'chol asfar bein sifrei Tanakh bein Talmud poiskim ki al pi hatos b'yicholus lavel de michshol choyra. If you have a mistake, you can come to make a mistake in halacha. V'amr chazal she hamashe yoyse milam yoyim oyer alav the divrei kabbalah al tishkon. It may not reside in your tent an avla, something which is crooked. I guess it means a mistake that can lead that is it seems like if you have a regular Sefer Torah that's possible, you know that it's possible, and there's no indication of the Sefer Torah that it's possible. Like today, what do? You put a gartel. You put the guard on the outside of the Sefer Torah. That's how we indicate the Sefer Torah is possible. Let's say you don't put the guard, you leave the guard on the inside. So it's usher. If you do this for more than 30 days, you're over on an Isser Deraisa of Al Tishkoin Be'oholecha Avla. Why? You're going to forget. And what's that one you're going to forget? You're going to assume that it's kosher, and someone's going to take out the Sefer Torah. They're going to lay, and they're going to make a bracha. They're going to be making a bracha. Now the bracha borders on a bracha levatala. If you're making a bracha on the Sefer Torah, that is possible.
What about
saying the oil and also? If you deliberately go and you leave the Sefer Torah without the God on the outside, you are deliberately being oiver on lifnei iver. When is this a shaila? This is a shaila. They do this all the time. I used to do this. Is that Simchas Torah? I remember. So I did this, and there was a guy that blew his mind that I did this, and then he had a whole conversation with my father about this, and he came out and he said, "I'll be good in business." Well, not as a rabbi. Didn't happen. What's the story? It was Simchas Torah, giving out the Sifrei Torah HaKafis. So some balabatim get insulted if you give them a Sefer Torah, that's possible. The chubit, so-and-so, for Akav, the Yafnistim, you know, today, unfortunately, it's not very dignified. The setting is not... But if you have a dignified hakafis, when you call people up, you know, in Chaim Berlin, years ago, it's not as dignified as it used to be, but years ago, in Chaim Berlin, many, many years ago, hakafis were very dignified. It was beautiful. It's a little bit more wild today, but what I mean, when they would give out the Sefer Torah, when they would call out to Haresa, so everyone was quiet, that itself is a feat, okay? Everyone is quiet, and there's a person that stands in the very, very front on the stage, in front of a shtender, and he calls out, it's Mechubit, and they call him by his name, they give him an aliyah, Mechubit, Harav, so-and-so, and everyone responds together in the audience, Tenu, they sing, Tenu Kavala Torah, and the person doesn't say the pasuk from where he's standing, he goes up. He goes up to the stage, and he stands on the stage by the shtender, and he says the pasuk slowly and quietly, and everyone responds. It's a very powerful experience. You go to a stama, a shtibble in the basement, and everyone is running around, and the whole ataresa is just an afterthought, and you do it in 2 seconds, and just pasuk, pasuk, there. There's no time. It's impressive. Then after they finish giving out the ataresa, then comes the real prize. They give out the Sifrei Torah, the hakafis. And they call up. They call up so-and-so. They call by his name, by his Hebrew name. The name he gets an aliyah. And everyone responds, Tenu Kavala Torah. And he comes up and they give him a Sefer Torah. It's very dignified, right? And then he moves to the side and they go through this. And everyone is a big kavod who gets the Sefer Torah. You know, the Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. Then they go through the whole sequence.
There's like 8 or 9 situations.
And everyone knows who got it last year. And if there's any change, any change in who gets the Sefer Torah this year, oh, that's a statement.
This guy
just getting a shtela this year. This guy is moving up. This guy is retiring. No, there's a whole sequence of events. It's about covenant. So in the Young Israel, it was also to some degree dignified. Okay, it wasn't like that. But and when you give out a Sefer Torah, if you give a person the balabas Sefer Torah, that's puzzle. It's a little insulting. How come he got the Sefer Torah that's kosher, and this guy got the Sefer Torah that's posh, that has the gartel around it? So we didn't want to bruise anyone's feathers. So what did I do? Before I cut the star, I took off all the gartels. That's what I did. I took off all the gartels, and I put all the gartels underneath, and I know which one is kosher, which one is not kosher. So everyone gets Sefer Torah. They think they're getting a kosher Sefer Torah.
No, you remember which one's
a puzzle. What? I knew what was going on. So there was a fellow. So there was a fellow there, and he couldn't. I remember his expression. He couldn't believe it. He couldn't believe it that we'd do something like that. He thought it was.
Underhanded.
He thought like, you know, you're fooling the people. Like, you know, you think you're giving, they're getting kosher Sefer Torah, they're getting bas Sefer Torah. And then he came around to realize. Then he had a conversation. My father didn't know what I was doing either. And then he had a conversation with my father about this. And he came away. Yeah, you know, it's taka, not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea. It's a very good. Not so bad. But the truth is, it's not so pasha what I did, because of this halacha right here. Al tishkoin be'ohelecha avla. Let's say I forget. I knew inside out the Sefer Torah, which kosher puzzle, what to use, you don't use, v'chulu, v'chulu, but no one there knew what's going on. So let's say I just disappear, so and I don't put the gartel back on, so this in Shaila of Al Tishkoin Be'olecha Avlov. So you'll say it's only for 30 days. In order to trigger the violation, you have to be 30 days, only after the first day. But so what? It's not in the spirit of the halacha. On the other hand, you know, God will cover habriyos. Shadaycha loisa se shebetayra. Is it really lifna? Is it really an avla? Is it not an avla? One day, now one day, you have kavan to put it back. You have a reminder. I don't know the answer. But now that I learned this halacha, you see that what I've done is not so simple. Okay, it's not so simple to take off the gartel even for a few moments, because for very good reason I'm taking off the gartel. I want to, you know, it should be covered. It should be very covered. Abrius, covered at Torah. It's also nice. Open there on a Kodesh. You open there on a Kodesh. You see all the Sefer Torah. It's not nice to see a Sefer Torah. There's a gartel around it. But now I'm saying Chaim Berlin. None of the they have a lot of pasul Sefer Torah. None of them have a gartel on it on the outside. I don't know why. Maybe on the inside it's all probably on the inside it's all wrapped up. That these are old Sefer Torah. They probably on the inside they have a, it's covered. But it's not nice. Open the Aron Kodesh. You see a whole Aron Kodesh with post Sefer Torah. You open the Aron Kodesh. It should look nice. So you don't know underneath. Okay, then you'll find out.
My wife's grandmother donated Sefer Torah to Chaim Berlin. They were using it all the time.
But they're talking here about that Sefer Torah which was written correctly. The words were misplaced.
Doesn't make a difference. Once already the Sefer Torah is old and it's worn out and it's puzzle, so it's not puzzle in every single section. It's not a crack when one letter the Sefer Torah is puzzle. So it's not obvious where the psul is. Sometimes it's only in one section. The other section looks pretty good. So you see over here that what I have done is chato'ai ani mazgir hayom. It is not so simple. Definitely. What did Kayin say? What did Kayin say? Kayin said. Adam said. Godol avonin. No. He said something else, which indicates that he'll do it again. Like once you sin once, you know, it's addictive. Now the solution would be to put underneath. I actually did that, to put underneath the Sefer Torah on the gartel. You put a piece of paper, a simon. You put a big piece of paper, a big card that's fastened very tightly to underneath.
You wrap it up.
This Sefer Torah is puzzle. So then that l'choy would for sure be
a problem, because when they take out the Sefer Torah and then they take off the right.
And it says that it's puzzle. Yeah. No, so it says that it's puzzle. So I mean, you may come to take out by mistake from the Aron Kodesh Sefer Torah. So okay, it's a good point. So it's not perfect. You're right. It's not perfect. All right, so I don't know what I would do. But I don't know. Today, for some reason, it doesn't seem like it's such an issue. Today, people are not insulted if you give them a Sefer Torah that's apostle. It's a different door. We live in a different generation.
We're all humble.
Right, it's not like, so.
Speak for yourself.
It doesn't make a difference. You give a person Sefer Torah, no, I don't see anyone to have any they even think twice. Right, it's not, it's a different kufa. You have to put yourself back in a different period of time, a different group of people, different type of people, different period of time. People view things differently. Today, the groups at the place that I hang out, that it's not an issue whatsoever. All right, let's go further. So this is a halacha. So what do we have over here? Yom Chazal, in the middle of the paragraph. Yom Chazal, Shahamashas Yosem Milam Yom Over Alav the Divrei Kabbalah Al Tishkoin BeOhelecha Avla. Let's say it is impossible to fix because of the abundance of mistakes. Yig nizena, you should put it in Geniza. The Amru Hakadmoinim Shein Lahagia Shub Sefer Misifer Talmud Apoiskim Alpi Svaras Atzmai. If you find a mistake in this thing, then he's going to Nuta. First of all, put it in Geniza. Now, I don't know how where you draw the line. Many shuls have old Sefer Torah. You don't find them burying them. You don't find them rushing. As long as there's enough space in the Aron HaKodesh, they leave it there.
That's money.
They leave it there. It's nice. For Simchas Torah, you have a Sefer Torah. I don't know how far it goes. There's an Indian B'davka to bury a Sefer Torah. What does it mean to be exactly Yig Nizena? What exactly? What are the parameters? He doesn't say. Next topic. What? It is less. So there are many Sefer Torah. It's impossible to fix. So you don't see shuls. You don't look. Puk Hazi Ma Amar Dvar. Go out and see what people do today. You've never seen a shul in a rush to take all the Sefer Torah that are puzzle that cannot be fixed and remove them from the Aron Kodesh and bury them.
Can I ask a question? Can you take, let's say you have a puzzle Sefer Torah and you have several. and are of the same psak.
Yes, yes, you can. Even if they're not the same psak. Yes, yes, yes. You can mix and match, mix and match. They do that all the time. Yes, 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 yes. Absolutely, yes, yes. Next, now he goes to me. If you ever come out of a sefer, out of a sefer, this is a good advice. You find a mistake. So what should you do? You take a red magic marker, and you cross out the mistake. You think you should never do that. You don't really know. Just because to you it appears to be a mistake, you put in parentheses. You put parentheses, you put an asterisk, and you say l'chayra nearly that this is the correct girsa. This is the correct. You should never go with certainty and go erase something that you think is a mistake. He writes over here of Amr Hakadmoinim. She'ein lahagia shum sefer misifri ha-talmud v'ha-pois. If you have a Gemara, a printed Shas, or a Shulchan Aruch, and it appears there's an error, don't cross it out. Al-pi svaras atzmo. Du'ulai yakum v'yifaresh perish nachun kifi agirsa ha-yishana. Maybe someone will come along and explain to you exactly what it means. V'harbei savchay al-zeh. Many have complained about this. Amru de'im lo niru l'talmud chacham girsa ha-ksuva yagia b'perushay. So you should make a hagah. You should make a mark, an asterisk, and go make a hagah. Avoloi, or at least beperusha, he writes. And even further, avoloi befnim asefer. Don't ever go cross something out. You never know. Just because you think that you understand the pshat is a mistake, does not mean there's a mistake. It can very well be that there's another interpretation. Oispace. Yesh mishavot lodim dini bitul bitul besivder. So I want to say a tremendous chiddush. Just like there's a principle bitul when it comes to kashrus, kosher meat, non-kosher meat. One piece of non-kosher is bottled in two pieces of kosher meat. So to this bittul when it comes to mistakes in the Sefer Torah, Sefer Torah b'kol hasurim kegoin in this or let's see in this arva Sefer Torah psula behar be kasheros the kosher lahakir psula shenemar shetispatel b'roiv mutal likros b'chol lecha. You have an arna kodesh and you know for a fact. At one of the Sefer Torah, we found the psul on Shabbos. It was a psul. We found the psul in the Sefer Torah. We just forgot which Sefer Torah it is. So what do you do now? You have an Aron Kodesh. You have five Sefer Torah. One is for sure psul, but you have no idea which one it is.
We went and took off the garland, put it underneath.
Yeah.
I did it. So now what do you do now? It's mutter. They're all mutter because the one that's psul is bottle in the other four that are kosher. Yeah.
I'm learning now. I'm set the baits in.
That's what he says. That's what he says. So some want to make this suggestion that you couldn't do this. The Cholila Loimar Kane. How dare you? God forbid to do such a thing. First of all, you can go and you can inspect all the sifra to find the one that's possible. They'll find the mistakes. Kishayiku es kulam v'dover isur shebavada yiskalu isur l'shach bittul. With regard to a dover that's also that's efshel levarer, you can make the determination. You can clarify what the situation is. You're not allowed to rely upon bittul. Ulevad zeh l'shach bittul taruvis the ancient shaychas zeh l'zeh. V'yod v'dover sheyesh levarer isur gabi isurim leka bittul. The same thing I said before. Same idea. V'hocha efshel levarer l'hoishiv. Balei magihem to go and appoint people to inspect the yikub call a sifrei toiros v'yesh roitzim lahatir mitam. Someone say no mitam seik seika. Okay, so it's basically he says there's no shaychus to laws of isa v'heter, and you can be mevarer. So there's nothing to talk about. You give another svara that's dover that's choshuv is not bottle. So certainly each sefer Torah certainly doesn't say that over here, but certainly it's also another svara that a dover that's choshuv a dover shel minyan dover choshuv is not bottle afilu be'elef. So therefore, you can't say that a Sefer Torah is going to be bottled among other Sefer Torah. Okay, so therefore, now he does want to go say another suggestion. That's pretty much what he's saying over here. And that's the idea. Since you can be Mavarer, it's like a Dover Sheyesh Lai Matir. Now, the Yesh Roitzim Lahayatir Mitam Sveik Sveika. Okay, he wants to say the following. Sveik Shema Ein Zu Apsula V'im Tim Tzuloi Masha Zu Hi Apsula Shema Ein Atos Ba'oise Chumash. What's the Sveik Sveika? Maybe this is not the Sefer Torah that's possible. Even if this is the Sefer that's possible, maybe the Psul was found in Chumash Devarim. And today we're learning from Chumash Bereishis. And there is a Svara. We don't rely upon this L'chatchila, but B'diyaved, if there's a Psul in one Chumash, so b'diavad, you can use the Sefer Torah for a different chumash. I think the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch actually says this. If you find a psul If you find a psul, some do this. I mean, you don't see them do this today, but they used to do this. If you go to a shul, there's only one Sefer Torah, and you find a psul, it's Monday, Thursday, or even Shabbos, and you find a psul in, you find a psul in the Aliyah, so you goylel to the next Chumash. If you're learning Parashas Miketz, and you find a psul in the first Aliyah on Monday, Thursday, so be goylel to Chumash Shemos, and give three Aliyahs in Chumash Shemos, or finish up, give another Aliyah in Chumash Shemos. Oh, but it's not the Parashas HaShavua, so what? The Takana primarily was, you should learn Torah. 3 days should not go without learning Torah. So you don't have to be dafka lane from Parshas Chukas, okay? Tomorrow with Chukas, l'chatchila we learn Chukas. But b'diavad, if you want to learn tomorrow from Parshas Shemos, it's also good.
But this whole heter is only if there's one sefer Torah in that whole shul there. Let's say.
Right. No. So he's saying, I just want to illustrate the point. I just want to illustrate the point. That therefore, that b'diavad, there is such a principle that if you find a psul in one chumash, you can learn from another chumash. So here we're going to use that principle to use it as a building block for a sake saker.
But is that only when there's only one sefer?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. He's saying that it's still a leniency. It's enough of a leniency that we can use to create a legitimate sake saker to allow us to learn. You have five sefer Torah. One is Vaday Pasul. I can take out anyone that I want, because what's so terrible? The worst scenario is I took out the wrong Sefer Torah. And even if I took out the wrong Sefer Torah, maybe the psul is not even in this Chumash. And if it's not in this Chumash, so there's a tzad. We don't rely upon a lechatchila, but there's a b'diavad. We b'diavad and say that you can do it, so therefore it's okay. Someone is to make that suggestion. So he rejects this. The gam zeloi nihira. I don't like it. Why? The otu in b'osa Chumash lekotos hava. Halacha brura demut liquid spa. You're building this heta based upon the assumption that you're allowed to lane from a sefer Torah that's pasul, provided that the psul is not in that chumash that you're laning from. Really, is that halacha is that halacha really true? Can you really rely upon that? That's a very shvacha halacha. It's a very, very big b'diavet. We don't pass it like that. It's not accepted. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says it, though. By the way, they'd say, and that's why it was done. Because it used to be, the world lived on the, before the Mishnah Berurah came along, the world lived on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch had so much influence, people did things, they didn't know why they did it. It was in your blood. It's because that's what it says in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And no one else said above the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And then when people opened the Mishnah Berurah, they didn't find it. They got very, what are we doing all these years? And they were shocked to learn. It's because it says in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And this indeed is one of the things that it says in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So he says over here, it's taka true. There is such a shita. But it's not something that lechatchila we rely upon. Most of the Paiskim don't do this. We don't see the say today, halacha l'maaseh, I would imagine today. Because today we do not live in a generation of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. If you would find this, if that's possible, they wouldn't learn. I would imagine today that a shul that has one Sefer Torah and there's a psul in Parshas Hazinu, and today we're learning from Bamidbar from Parshas Chukas, I would imagine the Rav would say, so there's no Kriyas Torah today in the shul. Sorry, the Sefer Torah is possible. So we'll learn from a Chumash with no Aliyas. But the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, they don't do it today. People just don't do it today. It's not done. 20 years ago they did it for sure. I know for sure they did it. They did it. That's what they did. It's possible in Dvarim, so you learn from Bamidbar, three Aliyas. Today, halacha somehow has changed. I don't know. Halacha, which place can you rely on, has changed. So the Aruch HaShulchan says it's nice, but we don't do it. Also the Man of Shach. V'odeh ha-muteres ein zeh sfeik sfeika el safek echad. According to the day that says that it is, that it's good, you can do such a thing, it's not a sfeik sfeik, it's only what do you mean? El safek echad, safek kashera, safek psula, they are called Shev Echaruna. This is one of the lumnish things in Shev Shmaitza. Okay, Shev Shmaitza has all these ma'arachos on Sveik Sveika. Okay, so Sveik Sveika is only when this, one of the principles of Sveik Sveika is when the Sveikas are two different Shemais, meaning two different worlds of Safik, two different sections of Shulchan Aruch. There's a Safik that can be found in Archaim, and the Sefer that can be found in Yeridea. And now we have a shush, we put the two together, oh, it's a Sveik Sveika, because the two different questions at hand have nothing to do with one another. But when both of the Sveikas are all related to the same principle, then the leniency of Sveik Sveika does not apply. Here, it's a Sufik, is a Sefer Torah, kosher or pasul. So both Sveikas are Sveikas and kosher or pasul. is this the Sefer Torah, or is it the other Sefer Torah? Even if this is the Sefer Torah, is the psul in this section or in this section? So both of the issues, both of the sekos relate to the concept of a letter in the Sefer Torah is pasul, even though it's two different sekos. But being that the two sekos are all related to the one suffix, we don't apply the rule of sfeik sfeika. The other also, the ma nasim yikra mikra sheyikru bekulon b'shabbos. What are we going to do in a situation when sheyikru bekulon b'shabbos b'shabbos achas? You're going to rely upon this the whole year. We have five Sefer Torah, or let's say we have three Sefer Torah, right? Three Sefer Torah. So every Shabbos, it's mutter. You never have to check the Sefer Torah, because even though one is possible, every Shabbos, I'm only learning from one Sefer Torah. So it's always going to be the suffix. But what happens Shabbos Chanukah Rosh Chodesh? When you learn all three Sefer Torah, so you're learning from all three, so certainly one is possible. So here you got anyway, get it fixed. So then you can rely upon this. Lechein, therefore, nirlani astaiti boror. It is clear as day. She also likreis bekulon ad she yeshivu magiim livdaik eskulon. You can't do this. You have to go and hire professionals to inspect all the lechein yesh lahoyos lahoyos. You have to lahoyos v'shev al tas adiv. Don't learn from the Sefer Torah mutav shlo likreis klal. So this is the psak of the Aruch HaShulchan. If you don't know, you're not allowed to lay, you're not allowed to make a bracha on a Sefer Torah, make a bracha. A bracha levatola is a very, very serious avera. To say Hashem's name levatola is a heavy, heavy avera. It's the Aseret HaDibros. Lo Sisa Eshem Hashem Lokecho Lashav. It's the same place where it talks about Lo Sirtzach, where it talks about Chil Shabbos, Avodah Zarah. We're dealing over here with the biggest averos. So therefore, it's a very serious thing. The Gemara told if the Chasam says you have a Sefer Torah that's point of a suffix, you're not allowed to lane from the Sefer Torah that is possible, and they have a mixture of Sefer Torah that are possible, you're not allowed to lane as well. Weiter, Eis Gimel, Kasa Rabbeinu Habes Yosef B'Simen Beis, Shkaro B'Sefer Torah B'Tzibor B'Nimsa B'Tos. And this is the big very important halachas. If your rabbi has to know these halachas, no time to look it up. No time to look up the halach. You have to know this on the spot. What to do in this situation? You have a Sefer Torah and you find the Sefer Torah that's a tos and Shabbos. So what do? News about tos, mutzin Sefer Torah acheres umaslim mivakam shenim sahatos umashlimim shiva al oisan shakaru bimeuta. The one that was a mistake. You demash. So in other words, you just keep on going. If you find the Sefer Torah, so he learned. Let's say you already had three aliyos, and now you find the Sefer Torah. So you give four more aliyos in the new Sefer Torah, and you just continue where you left off. You do not need to go back and read over the parasha again. Saying two big chidushim, umaschil. No. You continue where the Kohen Levi is Shulam Arug and already got their aliyah. Yeah. And now you find the psul. Let's say you find this been Gavra Lagavra. Okay, make it very, very simple. The Baal Kriya, he was laning, he saw something in the corner of his eye, but he didn't stop because he did not think it was significant. And the Shlishi finished the aliyah. He made the Barocha Acharoina. I had this mitzvah recently. And then, I just want to check. I just want to look at that one more time. You open it up again, and you look at it one more time, and guess what? It's really possible. Okay, my story happened a few weeks ago. They passed that in that it wasn't possible. And then when the cipher came, it really wasn't possible. I thought it was really possible. It was something stuck to the ink. It was a piece of dust that was stuck to the ink. But what happened was, I was lighting, and I just noticed something in the corner of my eye. So I'm not going to go make a scene here. It's probably nothing. I just let it go. And when the aliyah was over, I said, I just want to look at it one more time. I opened it up one more time and I looked at it and I said, you know, this is really serious. This is not a joke. This is not like I thought. This really is a serious matter. Called over the rabbi and the rabbi called over someone else. Before you, there was a whole circus going on. And the final one, the person that had the final say said, kosher. And I was shocked. I was certain that it was possible. Okay? But not the rabbi. I was just the laner. So, okay, the rabbi says it's kosher. You learn that lesson many times. The rabbi says, you don't start with the rabbi. You follow what the rabbi says. Fine, so we lane the rest of the parasha. Then the end of the week, they brought down a sofer to check over, just to correct, just in case. And the sofer looked at it, and he takes like a little razor blade, and he flicks it up. He flicked it up. It turned out that a piece of dust or some speck of something got stuck onto the ink, and that's why it looked like it was possible. But really, the letter was there 100%. It was just covered with something else. And that example, what would have been? What would have been if the sefer would have been possible? Let's say I would have been right. Let's say the rabbi, the poysek, would have said the sefer Torah is possible. We already laid 3 aliyahs. So what do you do now? Very simple. You put it back. You take out a new sefer Torah, and you continue where you left off. You continue where you left, and you go into the next aliyah. And you did 3 aliyahs, so now you go give 4 aliyahs. Now we're going to see soon. Not everyone agrees to that. Some opinions hold that you should make hoisafis. Even a shul that never makes hoisafis, now is the time to make hoisafis. You should give 7 aliyahs in the new sefer Torah. Okay, that requires some skill and some experience to know to make sure you're able to get out 7 more aliyahs. That would be ideal. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So then you can't do it. But if you can do it and you want to do it, the Mishnah Berurah says that would be ideal. Even though it's ideal, a lot of Rabbanim don't do it. They just don't do it.
It's
the Tzibura. If they don't anyway give make a sophist. And then you're going to start playing around. It also creates the decorum in the shul gets out of hand very quickly. With the same time as possible, this, that. So I think a lot of the bottom, they don't do it. They just, you find up soon. Okay, we go vayit and lose sefer Torah, and you don't give, you should give, so he says here not. He says you don't do it. He says you just continue where you left off. Now,
I assume he's going to talk about where you find
it. In the middle, now what happens in the more complicated case where you find the psul in the middle of Kriya Satara?
Or the end of
Kriya Satara. That's another case. Let's discuss the more common case. You're in the middle of the Aliyah, you're halfway through the Aliyah, and you notice something in the corner of your eye, and you look at it, and indeed it's possible. So the person who got the Aliyah, he made the Bracha Rishayna, but did not yet make the Bracha Acharayna. Okay, he did not yet make the Bracha Acharayna. So what do you do in this case? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, V'nimsa tos b'emsa kriyasa toira, b'goymer kriyasa b'sefer ha-kosher, u'mevarech li'acharecha, v'enoy mevarech lefonecha, ki baruch ha-shabirch lefonecha, b'sefer Torah apostol, v'chein kriya shakaru boy, also lochem b'diyevet, ad kan l'shaynay. This is what the Beis Yosef says to do, and this is what people used to do all the time in the olden days, before the Mishnah Berurah became extremely popular. We find the psul in the middle of the Aliyah, close the Sefer Torah on the spot. There is no Berucha Acharayna recited. You take out a new Sefer Torah, you put it down in the Bima, and you continue where you left off, or you maybe go back 3 Pesukim, I think Lechati, you go back 3 Pesukim, 1 Pasuk, something from Hagim, and then you finish the Aliyah, and now the one that got that Aliyah, he makes the Berucha Acharayna. So the result is, the one that got the Aliyah, he made the Bracha Rishayna in one Sefer Torah, and he made the Bracha Achrayna in a different Sefer Torah. This is what it says should be done in the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, and this indeed was the common practice that was done in Klal Yisrael for generations. Until the cost of Rabbeinu Ramah, okay, the Ein Chilik B'Zeh Bein Shnimsa Atos B'Sefer Torah Rishayna O'Bein Shnimsa V'Atos B'Shmiya Shekarin Bo Yitchavis Hayod L'Maftir Arkham L'Shani, the same exact thing as well, V'Hayna B'Shabbat Shem Yitzin Bo Shnei Sefer Torah the Oskarin B'Maftir Ein Acher. If you have a special maftir, and you find the same thing, you take out, you stop, you take out the new Sefer Torah, and you just continue left off. V'chein b'yamta, v'chein hu, avol, v'chein b'yamta, v'chein hu. Avol, b'chol ha-shabasos, sh'amaftir, k'yre ma'ashakara, k'yidim lo, im'nim sa'atos, b'shvi, ein mo'itzin, Sefer Torah, acheres klal, el ha-shvi, g'yme ha-sedra, that's a very unique case as well, is where you already finished the parsha. It's very rare. You get to the end of Shvi'i, and then you say, in the corner of my eye, I noticed there was a psul, and you look after the Aliyah is over entirely, and indeed it's possible. So now, why would you want to take another Sefer Torah? The Shvi'i, it's too late. Mashoye kvar haya. For Maftir, no. If you're not landing a special Maftir from a special Sefer Torah, you do not take out a new Sefer Torah Tulein Maftir, the last three or few psukim from the previous Aliyah, because the truth is Shvi Meikar Hadin is the Maftir. So we fall back on that being the Maftir in this unique situation.
But it seems that the situation is he didn't even finish Lein.
No, I don't think so. That can't be, because if he didn't finish Lein, then you would have to stop. It can't be.
El Hashvi Gomer HaSedra. What does that mean?
El Hashvi Gomer HaSedra. Im Nimsa Atos B'Shvi Ein Moitzin Sevetor HaCheres Klal El Hashvi Gomer HaSedra. The Shvi...
It doesn't make a difference. If he's going to make
I don't
a bracha,
think so.
If he's going to make a bracha achrayna the Shvi, so what difference is it? Why should you stop where you were? You might as well finish it.
No, because you want to lay from a good
You day. Don't, you lay from a good
table. It doesn't make a difference.
I see what you're saying. I see the silver
so
reading of the words are, is that
you're
right. Or the silver translation of Aruch HaShulchan is that you're in the middle of the seventh Aliyah, you find the psul.
Yeah, but it could also mean that
keep on going.
Okay.
I don't think that's the way we the halacha l'mayis, I don't think we do that. I think halacha l'mayis, you find the psul in the middle of the seventh Aliyah, you have to take out the seventh Aliyah. Every pasuk counts. You got to take out the seventh Torah, and you have to lay the three psukim, but you don't take it. But if you already would have finished, then and you made the bracha, then to go take out another seventh Torah from after that, we do not do. Now, okay, we're going to stop over here, but I just want to point out that today that's not the way it's done. Today, I'm telling you, no, all the shuls have changed. They've all changed. Today, if chas v'shem find a psul in the seventh Torah in the middle of the aliyah, they will tell the one who got the aliyah to make a bracha achrayin on the spot. You're in the middle of, let's say, the third aliyah, the fourth aliyah, and you find the psul, it's vaday pasul, no question about it. So you, the oile, right now make the bracha acharoina.
What if you didn't read three psukim yet?
If you that would be different. If you didn't read three psukim, you're right. That might be different. Then you would indeed take out another sefer Torah. You would indeed. I think you're correct. I don't know the answer, but if you delay the least three psukim, the way it's done today is you make a bracha acharoina.
And you start from the
and then the next Aliyah, then you call up to the next Aliyah, then you take out a new Sefer Torah, the next Aliyah, you go...
You're allowed to make a bracha achrayna
on the Pesach? Yes, you're allowed to, yes.
Why didn't
that? Why? That's the halacha. That's the halacha. We don't go back, you don't lean over the whole parasha. I think the Mishnah Berurah explains the reason is because that we are soymech on the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam holds that lichat chila, you're allowed to lean from a Sefer Torah, that's possible. You know for sure the Sefer Torah is possible, the Rambam? Lame, gesundheit. Just don't lame the mistake, say Baal Peh. Just like a Megillah, Megillah's Esther. If you know that it's possible, you're allowed to lame, of course. A Navi, are you allowed to lame the Haftar for a Navi? That's how the mistake. A few letters are rubbed out. A lot of the shuls, the old Navim are possible. They're all worn out, they're rubbed out from the old Navim. A lot of Megillahs are possible. You'd be very surprised. They don't even check them. Some don't even bother checking them. They go and they find Psul later on, and they're not checked well in the Megillahs. Because if it's possible, it doesn't make a difference. As long as it's not Roif. So the Rambam holds the Sefer Torah is no different. You can lay from the Sefer Torah, that's possible. The Rambam, someone the Sefer told me, the Rambam holds, you can lay from the Chachim, that's possible. Even Amalek. Even Zechiras Amalek, you can lay. Parashat Zocha.
So if you go back to the case, right, the one before, you have three Sefer Torahs, one is possible.
Oh, so we don't lie upon that. So we do not pass them like the Rambam. We reject the Rambam. But after the fact... Then was Samech on the Rambam. If I already laid half of the parasha, and now the question is, do I have to lay the half of the parasha all over again? And this was Samech on the Rambam. I've already laid half the parasha. I don't have to go lay the parasha again because the Rambam holds that you're lechatchila allowed to lay from a Sefer Torah that's possible. If you know in advance the Sefer Torah is possible, we don't accept the Rambam Shita. You're not allowed to lay. But once already I have lained, and now the question is, do I go and I have to lane again? Then, with Samech on the Rambam, you do not take out a Sefer Torah, another Sefer Torah. You don't repeat what you've lained before. All right, we're going to stop over here.